This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Arizona lawmakers voted on Wednesday to repeal an abortion ban that first became law when Abraham Lincoln was president and a half century before women won the right to vote. A bill to repeal the draconian abortion ban passed 16-14 in the Republican-controlled Arizona State Senate, with every Democratic senator and two Republicans voting to repeal the abortion ban. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, signed the bill Thursday. The 1864 law had gathered dust on the books for decades, but it exploded into an election year flashpoint 3 weeks ago when a 4-2 decision by the state Supreme Court, whose justices are all Republican appointed, said the ban could now be enforced because of the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the conservative U.S. Supreme Court. After the Arizona repeal of the 1864 law, abortions in Arizona will be governed by a 2022 law that bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy and makes no exception for rape or incest. The Arizona vote to repeal the 1864 law banning abortion was the culmination of a fevered effort to repeal the law that has made abortion a central focus of Arizona's politics. The issue has galvanized Democratic voters and energized a campaign to put an abortion rights ballot measure before Arizona voters in November. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has finalized rules to reduce pollution associated with the combustion of fossil fuels for electricity. The new rules are anticipated to have major implications for Montana coal mines and the power plants that they supply, including the state's largest coal-fired electricity generator in Colstrip. The rules will set strict standards for fossil fuel plants' release of carbon dioxide, the most common greenhouse gas. Metals like mercury, a neurotoxin that becomes airborne when coal is burned for electricity, will also be subject to tighter regulations under the new rules. And coal plant owners must safely close inactive coal ash ponds and clean up contamination, something that Colstrip has been negligent to do. All three sets of standards are expected to spur major changes for Colstrip's owners who have drawn fire from public health advocates critical of the plant's lack of modern technology that could limit the public's exposure to mercury, arsenic, lead, nickel, and other materials tied to various cancers and diseases. If the rules stand as written, they are expected to force coal plants to shutter within the next 15 years or make massive investments in still developing carbon capture and sequestration technology. The timeline for complying with the mercury standards is 3 years, though a one-year extension could be granted under some circumstances. Northwestern Energy, the utility that relies on Colstrip's nearly 40-year-old coal-fired plant to supply electricity to about two-thirds of Montana residents, says that the standards for mercury and air toxics will impact the Colstrip plant. Last year, Colstrip plant operator Talon Energy told the EPA that complying with the draft rule could cost as much as $600 million. Northwestern Energy's 2023 annual report said that upgrades to comply with CO2 and mercury rules could have a material negative impact on its coal plants and make the continued operation of Colstrip uneconomic. In January 2023, Northwestern announced its plan to double its ownership share in Colstrip by acquiring a Washington-based utility's stake in the plant in 2026. Emily Grubert, an associate professor of sustainable energy policy at the University of Notre Dame, says that complying with the EPA's directive to reduce 90% of its carbon dioxide emissions by 2039 makes it unlikely that the nation's 200 operating coal plants will be operating in 15 years. Grubert said, "Practically speaking, you're talking about adding $1 billion of capital investment to a plant that was at end of life anyway." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.